Blog Talk Radio.
Starting with John, who has a comment. One moment. One moment. All right. Thank you. 515-605-9327. Let's open up the calls. We have a Passover recap. A Passover recap. Let's go. 316 area code.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom, Elder Ricard.
Shalom. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Just wanted to recap on the Passover experience. This was my wife and I's second year being able to make it in person. We had our baby girl there, 9 months old. My name's John, sorry.
Okay, go on.
I had our 9-month-old daughter there with us for the first time. Last year she was in the womb, but it was a blessed time. Was able to get my sister and her 4 kids there for the first time this year, and it was just really a blessing. Last year in Cleveland, we was like, man, this is good. Like, there's no way it can get any better. This year in Charlotte, it went even higher. And my wife and I, we was saying last year how this, man, our first Passover in person felt like a family reunion. This year, it was a family reunion. All the people that we seen last year, we met, you know, the new connections, just being able to network and to fellowship with new family members and all that. It was a blessing, truly was a blessing. And I said to my wife last year, I said, we had no business missing these Passovers. We ain't missing another one. So it was a good time. The enemy was fighting us getting there. He fought us even on our first flight when we had our layover in St. Louis. We got stuck in the air. We couldn't land because of the storms and tornadoes that was hitting the airport in St. Louis. But we was all praying. The ones from the body was praying. Most High parked this storm and let us get on this ground. We got to get to the Passover, and Most High did that thing. So all praises to the Most High, higher. And last thing I want to say, Elder, my 9-month-old daughter, I brought her up there when you called up all the kids. And when I got back to the hotel Saturday morning, I was just reviewing back through the live from Friday night. And I'm seeing my daughter, I'm seeing me standing there in the video. And I had a moment, you know, Most High, I started to thank him because here it is, I have this baby girl that, you know, I was born and raised in the Christian church. Here I have this baby girl, the opportunity to raise my daughter in something only her knowing only the truth. And I had to give the Most High the praise on that for sure. And that's what I wanted. I just wanted to recap the enjoyment we had for the Passover, second year in a row.
Thank you. I appreciate you, brother. Give me your name again.
John from Wichita, Kansas.
Well, thank you, brother, for all you do and your support. And it was a blessing to be in such a gathering with you this weekend. And I'm, I pray that the Most High keep you. And I thank the Most High that you and your family made it home safe. And
absolutely.
Tell the truth. We've been on a cloud since leaving that day. Tell you the truth. It's like we're still celebrating in the midst of the week.
Absolutely. I got home and I put my little video slideshow pictures together, and I probably watched it 5 times since I got done, waiting for somebody to come by the house so I can show them too.
Thank you, brother. Well, I hope to see you at the next Passover, be the Most High's will, be it here or someplace else, right? Thank
Absolutely.
You, my brother.
All praises.
All right. Thank All you. Right. Thank you. Oh, yeah, real quick, because what I wanted to do, not just for Jeremy, before I go to the next call, but for everyone else, let's make it simple, right, when it comes to calculating time. Only takes you a couple of seconds for this. Check this out. Check this out, right? Right? And hopefully, you know, that brother can learn from this. We made it simple. when it comes to time and calculating the time that the Most High gave Enoch and Moses, okay? In a nutshell, there's 354 days in a calendar year since time began in the beginning. It's not 365 point something, all of that's garbage. It's 364 days, period. That's how you calculate time according to the heavens. And guess what? The heavenly tables, which are the stars and constellations, fall into this annual timekeeping schedule from year to year. There's 13 weeks. Listen. You have what? You have 13 weeks per season. Whether it be spring, 13 weeks. That's how it's broken down. Summer, 13 weeks. Autumn, 13 weeks. Winter, 13 weeks. That's 52 weeks for a calendar year, period. When the Most High gave us the time in 2013, we also had a National Geographic editorial piece that broke down that the Catholic Church lied to the people concerning time on purpose, so that they can have what? So that they can have their spring solstice fall on a Sunday every year, in celebration of the goddess Astar, the goddess Astar for Easter. So they did that intentionally, right? When the Most High gave it to us, it was equal parts day and night on all of the mountains that were scheduled, Greenwich, Saudi Arabia, as well as the Naval Conservatory. Okay? So since he gave it to us where they all align, there's no need to adjust it every year. Now, when it says new moon here, it has nothing to do with the moon. This is new month, which means it's an intercalary day separating one season from the next. You have four of them. We had equal parts night and day right here, which ended what? Saturday, sundown. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is the last day of the week. It's also the last day of the year. So when you count 14 days from equal parts night and day, the 14th day in the first month is Passover. 14 days from winter. It's quite that simple. And that's why our Passover doesn't fall when the Jewish people do it, because they're doing it wrong. They're following the moon only when the moon followed the sun, which is a solar, what? A solar clock. You cannot have a clock that operates with only one hand. So they're going off using the moon alone. So 14 days from the winter, according to the time given to Moses and Enoch, it's 14 days from the end of winter. Period. So you got 13 weeks. 30, 30, 30, 31. Then it goes to summer. 30, 31. Right? 91 days. 30, 30, 30, 31. 30, 30, 30, 31. 91 days. 91 days per season. 90 days, and then the new month, which they call the new moon, doesn't have nothing to do with the moon in the sky. It's a different Hebrew word. It separates the seasons and divides them into quarters. So now, which means it's impossible for that calendar we have to be wrong. It's impossible. It's impossible. Think about it. The last day of the year ends on the Sabbath. Every year. So how can the calendar be wrong? And the Sabbath is from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, which means every high holy day fall on the same day every year. They don't switch. They had a fixed time every year. Doesn't matter the holy day. It's at the same time, same day of the week every year. Hope I cleared that up for you all. Now let's go down. So I cleared that up for Jeremy, the brother who came in, who just recently started looking into this with no experience of time, no experience of what those scriptures are saying. So I made it simple for you. 13 weeks per season. Right? We've been keeping time, the Most I've given us this, since 2013. We've exposed this truth. We've shown this to the world for those who want to learn it. And this is why our holy days fall different than Jewish people or Israelites, because they are following the wrong time. Okay? Sister Cora.
Shalom, Elder. Well, first of all, that comment, as you were talking about calendars, I just like to point out that, you know, I was looking at the calendar on my cell phone and computer and everything else, and they talk about the days they talk about. When you click on a certain day, it shows the days for Ramadan, Diwali, and every other crazy day. It doesn't mention anything about, it said nothing about our Passover or our Purim or anything like that. We are completely ignored on all the calendars that they publish out there. So it's good that we do have our own calendar for that reason. So, but like I said, yeah, God's children are the stepchildren of the world. That's the way we're treated on this.
Right.
And I'd also like to mention, you said that it was in 2013 was when you really got the real calendar, got the time together. And I'd like to mention, what a coincidence. That's the same year I learned the truth. That was September of 2013. A friend of mine sent me an email. She sent me your video, The 12 Lost Tribes Found. I said, what a coincidence, the very same year.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty much. I'll save my questions for later because I don't want to. I know y'all started late, and I don't want to go on. I'll save my questions I had for later. I just wanted to make that comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Okay. You didn't make it to the Passover. Did you watch the Passover?
I hope to make it next year, and I'll try to bring my granddaughter and my great granddaughter possibly with me.
Okay, great.
Hopefully, yeah. Okay, Shalom.
Shalom. I appreciate it. Yeah. All right. We got the sax player in the house. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
How are you, sir? Y'all sound good this weekend. Y'all sound good.
Yeah, Torrance, he got us together. I think that we ain't won nothing but copyrights. They're going to try to figure out how to do that, what we did, because we didn't do the same thing. We put some added hot sauce in. they weren't doing on the record. You know, with punches and stuff. Torrance did a good job, and we worked hard for months on this music and stuff, you know, to get that all together and have 17 different musicians on one accord or something else.
It sounds good. It sounded excellent. But go on.
When we did the first song, Come Down Almighty, I felt the Holy Ghost drop down in that place. I just felt the presence. I said, wow, what's that? And I was just looking at Mike Allen laughing and stuff. He's talking about, oh, man, Earth, Wind, and Fire across the street. I said, okay, now, you ain't going over there because I know somebody in that band that's an acquaintance of mine that helped the band from Cleveland, and then they won a Grammy, and I helped them too. I said, don't go over there. They've been on trying to steal you and me. Just stay over here. They ain't got the pieces we got. Now, stay over here.
Earth, Wind, and Fire were playing at the Omni Theater across the road from where we are. But I tell you, It was something else going on where we were, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know, but I want to take a chance and bring a young buck over there with me and start talking to Philip Bailey and them. Oh, no, I ain't talking to them, man. That's over with. I'm with the church.
Brother, y'all sound good, brother. Y'all sound good.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say it was a grand gathering all together. It was such a blessing. What say you?
Yeah, I just wanted to give condolences to James. We had lunch together with Torrance and the two guitar players and Sister Cola with her husband.
Yeah.
I got to hug him. You know, I got to talk to him. You know, when they did a thing, the Billboard Awards down there in Dallas, and Torrance let me come down there and play. Hey, I got to be with them and eat with them. They're beautiful people, man. Beautiful. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
Those people in Dallas are very special. And Torrance is special. And I'll give a shout out to Sister Rebecca with the choir. She did an excellent job. And Sister Shirley also, you know, these people. And Bishop of mine, I don't know, man. That guy, he's a knight in shining armor. Those clothes, man, he be wearing there, Bishop of mine. I'll be waiting to see what he's going to wear.
Did you see REI and his brother? Look like they stepped out of an episode of the Game of Thrones. They had bird coming down. I like Israel. Okay, don't want to do it like that, right? But thank you, brother.
But I just say one last thing. Before I came here, I was practicing and everything like that. I had to go to the hospital. I had cramps all over my body. I went to the doctor. They took my blood. They did X-ray my chest and my ribs, and they said, "Oh, ain't nothing wrong with you. Get to the Passover. Right. Everything's okay." Elder Bishop Amon said, "Everybody went through something, but we got there." So anyway, my wife, she drove all the way down there. I've only drove 2 hours. She drove 5 hours. But guess what? When we left, I drove off 7 hours, 7.5 hours. Wasn't nothing wrong with me. So I know who that was.
I know who that was of the Holy Spirit. There's many people left that came hurting and, you know, and left pain free. I have a lot of testimonies like that. But thank you, brother. And
God bless you. And I see you in June.
My brother. Let's do it.
With James Brown.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Yep. We're going to have the first Gathering of Christ Church Truth Concert. This coming June. We have someone, I think, on Skype, it sounds like, here. Yes, hello?
Shalom, Shalom. How are you doing? This is Officer Ryan Shalom from Vegas, checking in.
How you doing, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing blessed. I'm doing blessed. Man, what a blessed,
time. Hold on. You got a lot of noise behind you there. Are you amongst people, or?
I got some visitors here at the house too. Let me just quiet them down. One second.
Hey guys, I'm all out for the elders. Take it down a little bit, please.
What'd you say?
I'm all out for the elders. Just take it down a little bit. Thank you.
All right.
Tell everyone I said shalom, but go on.
Yes, I will.
Elder Ricard says shalom.
Yes, Elder. Man, all praise to the Most High. Yeah, just checking in from here on the West Coast. Just viewing the recordings, because, you know, we were also at the Passover out here, and, man, what a blessing. An honor to host it here in Las Vegas under the leadership of Deacon Bakar Malakabad and the administration and the team out here. Did an awesome job. We had the congregations come in from Washington, from Arizona, the whole of California. We had people from all over coming in, too. So it was a blessed gathering out here, too, also, Elder. Man, just watching the videos and the recap from on the East Coast, man, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing.
Well, thank you, brother. It was the same spirit. Wherever the church, wherever God's people were, wherever Yeshua's people were, the same spirit in the anointing was in those buildings. I mean, he's bringing us together as this church comes closer to that wilderness. He's making us a tight-knit church. And I'm hearing testimonies from everywhere, even from the congregations on the outside of North Carolina, like the West Coast. I heard it was very nice there.
Yeah, Elder, that's, man, we had a blessed time out here. We had a blessed time. over 500 people. And I mean, it was a blessing, truly, truly a blessing. We also have people down in South America, Guyana, where I'm from. They were tuned in watching the stream, but just congregating together. And all praise to the Most High here soon. They're going to be getting in the water. So, yeah, the Most High is working, waking up the people. I even had a mysterious call from a brother I went to school with over 20 years ago, high school. Apparently, he worked the venue that y'all were at in the Carolinas. And he knew I was a part of the church, so he called me out of the blue. We haven't spoken since high school, I would say. And he was asking me about coming down. Yeah, people are paying attention. That's one thing I've noticed. Elder, you know, we post our things on social media. We tag each other. And, you know, your friends and people from school, they look, they see these things. And so he knew I was a part of the church. He had called me out of the blue to see if I was coming down there. But I was like, no, we're going to be out here on the West Coast. But he was there in the venue, and he got a chance to see. So I'm going to be touching bases with him to see how it impacted even him, something that you are sharing with our Bishop Ahmad also. So just all keeping up the work. Yes, yeah, all praise to the Most High, double honors to you elders out there, the leadership, and we just got to keep grinding.
Double honor.
And hey, our brother. Deacon Balas is here visiting me. That's him in the background saying double.
Double honor, I said shalom. And I'll see you all soon enough, okay? Bless you.
God, elder. All right, bless you. All right. Shalom.
Balas is there. Shalom. All right, we have Kavon with a comment. Kavon.
Shalom, elder. How are we doing today?
Shalom, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah. Talk to me.
That's right. So, you know, I just wanted to call in because, man, from Passover to Passover, because I've grown up in this truth since I was a young kid. I'm still young. I'm just 17, but I've seen the growth, elder, from Passover to Passover and from year to year. And it says that the Most High is really working with us, because it says back, when apostles were trying to preach and the Pharisees were trying to say, why are you guys doing here? What Gamaliel said, what? He said, if it's of the Most High, let it come to naught. But if this keeps growing, this is of the Most High. Because from year to year, like I say, like 11 years old, my dad, he brought me the Hebrew calendar. And I learned that thing. And I'm telling you, it's been on point ever since. I've never seen, it's always been consistent. Consistent every, there's no leap year, there's no extra day here, there's no this, every year it keeps consistent. This is how I know this is the true calendar. And like at the age of 12, I joined my first Hebrew Bible Academy. And it's like, man.
I gotta give you an applause for that. Go ahead, young man. Since 12, this young man have joined the Hebrew Bible Academy. Go on.
And it's like I just seen them grow. I seen my friends, my kids, the peers, everyone growing up. And because I'm in the New York body, and it's like all the people all around me, like they give me my wisdom, they give me my understanding, they give me everything that makes me the man that I am today, or the young man, I should say. And it's all thanks to my dad, because he's the one that brought me into all of this. He's the one that pretty much taught me everything under the guidance of you, under the guidance of the elders. And I'm telling you, elder, it was a blessing this year to be at Passover 2024, man. It seemed the growth of the people, new faces, meeting new people, seeing old faces from different congregations. This is the walk that I want to walk in. This is the truth that I see myself enduring unto the end. Because why? Because the growth and everyone coming together as one nation, that wasn't something that was so more seen back in those days, the black men coming together as one. And now we're seeing that fulfilling in prophecy in Ezekiel 37, the dry bones. As you said during the Passover and the Saturday evening lesson, the dry bones is us. We are waking up. The children of Israel is coming back to the Most High. And that's all I really have to say, elder.
Young man, hey, you're gonna give this world some trouble. Do what you get. You've been in the academy since the age of 12, brother. Hey, the Most High will raise you to teach, raise you as a mighty teacher to bring many to the word, brother. Keep it up. Keep it
up.
Thank
you so much. Hey. Thank you
so
much.
My brother, let me place you on hold. And I want the older brother who is listening, Mr. Franklin, Hear what the young man is saying, Mr. Franklin. 17 years old, been in the academy since 12. Grounded in the word, and actually had been following the times and all of that because he was willing to humble himself as a babe to come to the full knowledge that will qualify him as a teacher. That's how it's done. Thank you, my brother.
Go on.
Let me place you on hold. Right? Who we have next? We have Kayem has a comment. Kayem.
Oh, praise the higher, Elder.
how you doing, praise. Captain?
Yes, sir. Pretty good. Elder, shout out to Elder Ariel. Just get well, Elder 300. We praying for you. From North Carolina, body. Shout out to Elder Hannah and guys that we did miss you. And yeah, man, Elder. Oh man. I wanted to start off, Elder. It started raining the first day, so I'm so glad that the body got a taste of what was brought to North Carolina, Elder. I had my somebody told me to bring my umbrellas, Elder. I was making sure that you know I got if I had to get wet, I had to make sure that you know people get to their cars safe. Elder man, the security was working with each other. We had umbrellas, and you know, and once it finally the festivities, you know, was getting going, the rain just cleared up. And Elder, I always keep my radio, so I brought my radio, and I had the radio, so we was able to I was able to play the radio downstairs amongst security, so we was able to hear and do communion very good. And Elder, I would like to say about your performance. Oh man, Elder, man, I gotta give it up to you, Elder. Sir, good night.
Thank you,
man, Elder. Sir, oh my goodness, that was and you was right when you said that people will be turned around if they leave. Oh my goodness, Elder man, talking about the Most High gave us talent on top of talent, and sir, we thank you so much for your work, sir. You are so appreciated. All praise to the Most High, Elder. We thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And no matter what, the love that's in this church, we love you so much, Elder, that we know that we have to give praises to the Most High by way of your side, having the Holy Spirit, and we're going to make sure that we know, everybody know that our Elder, all praise to the Most High, is the best man to be able to give this truth out to our people. And I'm so glad that we are able to witness what we witnessed this week, Elder. It was nothing like this. And I went to my first Passover last year, but I was watching it previously. And thank the Elder Hannah, he had a ticket left for me. And, man, it was wonderful. And I'm going to turn up, Elder. I'm going to always show that energy. And I met Deacon Hazak, and I took a picture with Elder 300. And, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely going to see you next time if it's the Lord's will. And thank you so much, sir, because that performance was just – it was just amazing to see that the Most High said, you know what, no, sir, we know that you can make it in the industry, but you know what? I need you, you know what I mean? And you heard the calling, and you've done what was needed for the body. And all praises, Elder. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, brother. You know,
yes, sir.
I walked away from the music, but now I'm in crisis industry. I like that better.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, my brother.
Yes, sir.
You know Goodbye. What? Hey, Amop, that's a T-shirt. Crisis Industry. Huh? Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
And what did we experience? What is it? How can this be quantified out of the Bible, one might ask? Well, according to the Bible, the prophets are a living prophecy. Wisdom of Solomon, the fifth chapter in the first verse reads, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and had no account of his labors. At the very end, we'll realize, hold on, these people have been using us. We're going to use our gifts for ourselves. And we're going to stand in boldness and say, well, nah, you will no longer use us like a battery only to be discarded. Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and made no account of his labors. And listen what the Bible says, that what they'll think when they see it. When they see it, and that's what they've seen with our people converging on North Carolina, Vegas, and different parts of the earth, in Jamaica, Canada, over there in the UK, Middle East. When they shall see it, they shall be troubled with fear, terrible fear, and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation, so far beyond all that they look for. Folks, I think Elder Lawyer, can you put that on mute?
I'm on mute. That's someone else.
That's someone else. Let me see. Is that Ramar? Hold on. Let me see. It can't be anyone else. It's only you there. And hold on. Hey, Ramar, can you put that on mute? And it says right here, with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation, so far beyond all that they look for. Folks, they had no idea the children of Israel would organically come together. Organically. Right up under their noses. Like, guess what? You even have the apologetics and all that, right? They're all trying to chart how many people that are leaving the Christian church and are now our people claiming to be Israel, as if it's a problem. They're looking at it as if the Christians aren't doing a good enough job. Well, no, they'll need to focus on us because we're law keepers. Focus on the LGBTQ movement. Focus on those who follow a religion that puts down Christ, right? Leave us alone, okay? So they are amazed because there's nothing they can do about this. Like the Bible stated, when they shall see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear. This is why they hate the awakening of our people, because why? It's a testimony to them that they no longer, it's a testimony to the earth that the Jesuits have no more power over our people through your false satanic doctrine. That's why they're frustrated. No. Anytime our people come together, ourselves, they want to call it a cult. No. The world is a cult. The world is the cult the Most High have saved us from. Huh? Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such have afflicted him, and of such have made... and made no account of his labors. They have never paid us for building their empire. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Christ bringing the payment. Two, when they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear. Why? Because they can't control us anymore. And shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation. It came through our people waking up, teaching the truth, gathering the lost tribes of Israel, as well as teaching the gospel to the Gentiles. That was the secret mix the whole time. So far beyond all that they look for. And now they're upset. They're going to try to do false flags and all that and blame it on Israelites. Watch. Watch. That's their next. And to do a false flag and have it with someone is wearing a garment of a camp or something. Watch what I tell you. And they repented and groaning for anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, that was he whom we had sometimes in derision. Boy, let me tell you, they felt so good when we were operating in ignorance, seeing them as the righteous, seeing them as the people. That's why they're always pulling up on our bumper trying to figure out what we're doing. Listen, mind your business. We good. So let me tell you, it pains the Gentile nations to see us self-sufficient operating without them. And they repenting and groaning and anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had sometimes in derision, in a proverb of reproach. Yeah, we used to be able to trigger them by calling them the N-word. You can't trigger us by calling us the N-word, because we'll come back and tell you Acts the 13th chapter, which says the disciples were called niger. You just call it nigger. So what are you saying? The disciples were black? So you can't even use the trigger word against us no more without our people teaching you that we're the Israelites. Huh? They used to love being able to trigger us. Oh, you look like a monkey. Oh, I don't know. When you look at a monkey, they got those thin lips, and if you shave their hair, they don't look like us. So they can't even trigger us with their old proverbs, their old bywords and the words they used to use to trigger us. Right? You look like a monkey. I don't know. Monkeys got little noses, thin lips, and when you shave their hair, I don't think that looks like us. All right. Then it says, at the end of it, they're going to call themselves fools. We fools accounted his life madness and his end to be without honor. They thought we was going to what? They thought that we were going to stay on the bottom, trodden down. They thought that we were going to, you know, they thought that we were going to stay on the bottom, woe is me, as victims. We're like, no, we're no victims. No, we don't need your help. Okay. We don't want to hear the underprivileged line anymore. So that you can come in and just do what? Come in and destroy from the inside. We good. Then it says, we fools accounted his life madness. This is why the media is trying to push debauchery amongst our people, like Nas X, Sexy Red, when they represent only a small minority in our community. This is the devil throwing everything against the wall, hoping it would stick. What I seen last week at the Passover, that's the true image of God's people they fear. And then here's the thing I want to bring out. Then they're going to say, how was he numbered amongst the children of God? And how is his lot amongst the saints? The Pope lied to us and told us that the white people were saints, that Mother Teresa was a saint. Yeah, in order for them to lie to us, they had to lie to you. They made you believe that Christ was a white man. So you're going to look at it, and you're going to look at that Bible again and say, you know what? These are God's people. Right up under your nose. Let me tell you, if they knew that this would be the outcome of our people having that Bible in these churches, they would have taken the Bible out a long time ago. The only reason they kept the Bible in play is because they made people believe that they were the chosen. As long as they can use it politically to be the authority, guess what? They love the Bible. See? And this is why I'm glad the Most High did this and had them believe that, yeah, we're the people. We're the people. We're going to restore ourselves after the World War II back to Israel. They were playing this Bible character the whole time, only to find out at the very end that they are Edomites, an entirely different family outside of the chosen. Huh? Let me get the next call here. Barbara has a comment. Shalom, Barbara.
Shalom, Elder. I have watched all of your postings.
Sister, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm cooking right now, but let's go. Let's go now. You said
yes. from the time you arrived to the time you left, I have watched every video four times now. It's like being there. It made me feel like I was there. And all praise to the Most High. Next year, I'm trying to be there. It was awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. We welcome you.
And
all praises
all
to the Most
those
High.
Names, all of those names that y'all call, Aria and all, I got to see their faces. I got to see who some of those elders were that y'all talk about.
Yeah.
And the honoring of the elders, y'all's dinner, it was wonderful. And you do got to do something for the wife.
Oh, no. We already said that next year we're going to have a scenario not just for the men, but for the women, too, for the wives and all that. But we had to establish it in order first.
Because they were awesome, too. They were awesome, too.
Hey, there's no way we can do it without the help meet. Hey, but, hey, we're going to give them the honor to come.
I'm so proud to be part of the DOCT, and I'm so blessed to just have ran across you in 2020. I'm telling you, it changed my life from then to now. It's awesome. It is awesome.
All praises be to the Most High. Hey, I hope to see you next Passover, right?
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I told the guy that answered the phone, I told him I was starting to save today. Today. So I'll have my money to call my husband, and I will be there.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, we'll make room.
Awesome job. Awesome job. Double
honor. I'm going to tell you, we may need a place twice that size next year at the rate this church is growing. So
it keeps growing. It keeps growing.
Yeah.
We may have to build it.
Hey, we may have to get a big place somewhere by itself and just put a big warehouse there, a convention center ourselves, right?
Yeah, because it looked like it doubled. It was awesome. Awesome.
Sister, listen. It's a shame because we had to cut. There was over 1,000 that couldn't come because of the capacity. First come, first serve. And that's not including Vegas and all that. There was over 1,000 that because of the capacity, we couldn't do it. But they still gathered where they were, their house. And we made the production so engaging where they could still have their meals and participate. So
I participated just by watching it live. It was awesome.
Listen, we want everyone who could be there. So I pray that the Most High open something up where we can hold the venue 6,000, 7,000, right, at once. We had over 3,500. And then 1,000 was on the wait, but we tried to use the other room where the food was, right, initially to say maybe we can put another 1,000 in there, but things was too late, you know, based on tables, shortages of tables and all that, because I was like, listen, let's get the other room over there. We're serving food. Let's put tables there. But
I think you had every table in North Carolina in there.
Yeah, we did. And you notice every time our holy day comes, they have a day on the same day as the day to try to take that power, like St. Patty's Day.
Well, it doesn't. Don't worry about it. They can't take it.
I'm not worried about it, but they have to always have a holiday in proximity because what? There's a gate that opens up between the invisible world and this world every holy day that's in the Bible.
Thank you for the calendar.
High spiritual resonation. Yeah.
The calendar puts us on course.
It puts us on course, and every time our days come, notice they got a holiday either a day before or after or on the same day to try to take that energy that's coming from the invisible into our plane. But thank you. I hope to see you next year.
Shalom.
Shalom. And you notice, check it out. It's the Lord's holy day where even the angels are celebrating, and they got the whole earth drunk under St. Patty's. That's what the devil would do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Only the devil would do that. Thank you, sister. Right? We have Charlene with a comment.
Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
Hi, Charlene. Yes, I hear you. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you? Glad to see
blessed
you guys.
By the best.
My comment is this. This is my fifth Passover, and it was the best ever of all the Passovers that I've been at. I actually spoke with you, and not only spoke with you, but I think I told you that I had only missed two academies since 2017. I took a picture with you. My grandchildren were there, too. I don't know if you remember.
I remember.
Yeah, because I know you took a lot. Right, so...
you know, I just have to say this, dealing with a brain tumor and surgery and all that since 2022, my focus has not been that good in my mobility and stuff, but I have to apologize for being out of order. And when I say that, I say, I cut in line. I did ask a sister that was from the Charlotte body, but then I wasn't aware of the people, like, behind her. And I just want to apologize for holding up the line because your security mentioned that to me. And to you and Elder Lawyer, I just want to say, and the saints, that I'm sorry about that. My focus and everything was really
no,
off.
No,
it's not right because I'm one of the
senior
saints.
No need for
saints.
An apology.
But,
no
you know,
need for
I'm
an apology.
I'm one of the senior saints in the body, and I think like this, you know, we have to have order. And not only that, I didn't understand. I heard it all my life about out of the mouth of babes. And then when I actually came into the truth, I realized how important that was. And then to see you all up there, and I'm telling you, I am so happy at this time in my life. You know, I'm 70 now. And just to know that, you know, most I've opened up my eyes to see the truth. And you guys are so humble. You're gracious. You know, you're patient. And I want to, you know, I actually say, like, I want to be like you guys when I grow up. I want to be, you know, that saint that the Most High is going to, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can, you know what I'm saying? And I know that when I feel like I was wrong, I need to say that. So I just wanted to let you know that and just apologize to the saints that, you know, stood there patiently waiting. And Just happy for the truth, and I just thank you all, you know.
Well, sister, the Bible tells us also that we should honor our elders, especially those who are, you know, rule well, and like yourself and others. But let me tell you, apology accepted for those, but there's no people that was in that line who went back with any negative thoughts or feelings. But it's good that you apologize for your conscience sake, so that's good. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm listening to you, you know, my mother was up, you know, she was around your age, a little older than you. And, hey, through the mouth of babes, I'll never forget where at the end of my mother's life, I didn't know it was the end, but it was near the end. I'll see her again. And I'm sitting there with her, and she's looking at me, and she says, Junior, that's what they call me, Junior. She says, Junior, I always knew you was going to do something. I didn't know what you was going to do. But she says, I'm so proud that you chose to walk with that Bible.
Praise
and my mother, I think about her all the time. And she says, this is something different. She says, I love you and keep on doing it because I didn't know what you was going to do, but this is different. Like, mm-hmm. Mom, this. I'm like, thank you, Mama, but do I have a choice? This is all I got. And it's a sacrifice for God's people. The world is over. And to be a part of helping build a nation within Christ's body in the end times is surreal. I just want to make, right? So. Hey, I can relate to you because, hey, my mama would have probably cut the line too. Like, my knees hurt.
You know.
All these young people elbow me. I'm going to get up there. So, listen. No harm, no foul. All is forgiven. All right?
Tawada. Bless you all.
All right. Bless you. All right. Bless you. This table going up and down. Come on now. Let's see who we have next. Shahana or Shawana.
Shalom,
oh, Shashawana.
Shoshana.
Shoshana. I'm sorry. They got a W there. I'm sorry, but go on.
It's okay. Shalom, Elder. How are you?
I'm doing well. Floor is yours.
So I'm with the Orangeburg, South Carolina body. And man, Elder, oh my goodness. This was my first Passover with my husband, and it was an experience that we will never forget, Elder. Oh my goodness. You can just feel the Holy Spirit throughout the entire place. Like, as soon as you walked in, the order, the people, everybody is just smiling from ear to ear. You just feel that bawak through the entire place. It was just amazing. Yeah. And it was just so beautiful seeing all the different tribes of Israel in one, under one roof. And, like, oh my goodness, the lesson, Elder, top tier. Top tier, Elder.
All praises be to the Most High.
That lesson was beautiful, Elder. The performances, and it was just simply for people in such a peaceful light, you know. And I did meet you, so I was excited about that and seeing Elder Lawyer and all the elders and everybody. And, you know, the enemy did try to mess with my husband on getting up there, but you know, we were like, man, listen, we're not missing this Passover for nobody or anything.
Good. So I'm glad you made it.
We drove back and forth every night, and we made it, and it was just so beautiful. But Elder, one thing before I get off, your song Bye Bye Elder, when you did that hat trick, I was like, look at Elder.
Hold on, no, I think I did Am I Wrong. It was Am I Wrong when I did that. I did it. Yeah.
No.
But that song
was beautiful.
Thank you.
And man, when you hit that high note at the end and you got to the wilderness, I was in tears. Like, man, he hit that high note like that. But Elder, it was beautiful. I appreciate the North Carolina body and South Carolina for coming together to get everything planned. And like I said, the choir, the lesson, just seeing our people just looking like royalty, and everybody just, you know, you just felt a sense of calm. And I've been on a spiritual high ever since I left. I mean, seriously, like, you know, it's just so amazing to be a part of it. I'm never missing a Passover. It was just, oh, man, I appreciate you and all the elders and everybody for all that y'all do. I mean, it just shows how our people can come together and be united and stand together for the Most High. And I just appreciate all of you for everything that you do. And I yield with that, Elder. All praises.
Thank you, sister. And I hope to see you at the next one, if it be the Most High's will, okay? Thank you.
Most High will. Shalom.
Shalom. Okay, we have Barbara with a comment, only a few more.
I had my comment.
Yes, Barbara, you have a comment?
I had my comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Going down only a few more, Kay has a comment. Kay.
Shalom, Elder Recall. At Elder Lawyer.
How you doing, Kay, from the other side of the pond?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It was my first Passover that I made, actually in the flesh.
you went to the Passover in the UK?
Yeah, in Birmingham. I live in London, but we went to the Birmingham body. And man, it was so beautiful. The people were so beautiful. Everything was great. I was bouncing around like a little puppy. Was insane, and I'm still on that high. I can't come down. But a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks before the Passover, I had a crisis, sickle cell crisis.
Okay.
And I was praying. I really was praying hard that I would be able to make it to the Passover. And the Sabbath before the Passover, the Most High took all the pain away, and I was fine. But
look at that.
The Wednesday before the Passover, the Wednesday morning, I had another crisis, sickle cell crisis.
Okay.
I started to pray again, really hard, that the Most High would allow me to go to the Passover. Mm. And I woke up Friday, and, you know, the pain was like bearable. And then on the Sabbath for the Passover, the same thing, the pain was bearable. I thought I'll just take a few painkillers and go. And I'm so happy I made it. I'm so happy I went. Then Elder Gudger, I met him for the first time. And he's a Benjamite like me. So, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
he big up all the Benjamin. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well,
we know
England,
how to shop
England,
out when we're ready.
Yeah, England is a majority Benjamin territory there, you know. But it's
yes.
all good.
Yeah. Yeah, we know yeah. how to, you know, how to throw a party and how
yeah,
to...
Yeah, y'all know how to throw a celebration. Ain't no doubt about it. I'm glad y'all doing
yeah.
it on the righteous side. Cause
yeah,
Benjamin
yeah.
sometimes
I'm happy for that, too. Man.
Benjamin
Believe
be cutting
me.
Loose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that,
I didn't even care oh. that I didn't have any family or friends with me because, you know, I met people that I've been speaking to for years on the Zoom with the Birmingham bishops. And I met a woman from Switzerland. There were brothers from Ireland there. I was like, man, this is amazing. I've got to try my best and make the other two holy days this year.
Yeah.
Maybe not the tabernacles, but definitely dedication. Yes,
yeah.
I'd like to also say sawada to you, an elder lawyer, and all the other leadership around the world for your hard work and your dedication, because without you guys,
all praises.
I don't know where I would be or what I'd be doing. I'd be still probably searching for a church to go to and to be with, because man, before this truth, I was lost. Believe me, me and my cousin,
all
we were searching for a church. And she just somehow stumbled across the GOCC. I think that might have been in 2012. But it was in 2019 when I started to get serious and started to watch the broadcast like on a regular basis and to learn and to join the academy. And man, yes. I just like to say the word for all your hard work and may the Most High bless you and all the leadership of the church.
Thank you, sister. And thank you. Ayanda Bar. And hopefully we'll see you on one of these Passovers together, right? Shalom.
I hope so. Shalom.
All right.
I hope so.
All right. Yeah, I heard Benjamin, boy, they had the Passovers over there in England. You had Ireland. You had... Man, you had Ireland there, you had Switzerland there, the Netherlands. James has a testimony.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom.
Shalom. Let me get your testimony in before this thing cut out on you.
Okay, yeah, it's gonna be a quick one. That Friday morning, I ushered for like 7 o'clock to 11:15, and I want to say
you.
I'm with Carolinas, and I'm under Al Hanna, Elder
yeah.
Al Hanna, and Deacon Tubinaw. They
yes.
the best. They're the absolutely best. I love them.
Yeah.
I love this.
Great men.
But my testimony is that Saturday, when
your phone breaking up every other word. I can barely hear you.
My daughter, she has eczema, and what it was, I had went out to the car. She was ashamed to come in. I was trying my best to get her to come in, and I knew the Most High was in the building, because as soon as I went out to the car, it was an Edomite family. They was stunned how we was dressed. So the guy had came up to me. He had a wife, he had two sons, and he came up to me. He was like, what kind of event y'all having? Because I guess it was a game event right across the street at the Passover.
Yeah.
He was going to his car with his family. And he was so stunned how we was dressed. We was all in all white. People was going in the building, coming out the building, going to their car.
Yeah.
So he was stunned with his family. He was like, what kind of event that we having? And I smiled at him. And I was like, we having a Passover. We having the Lord's Passover. And the wife looked at me like, wow. Like, she was stunned. the sky was stunned. It was amazing how they was so happy and was like so stunned. So it was like, but the thing was, I went out to my daughter. I spoke with her. She was still ashamed to come in, but because she's had, you know, her eczema was flaring up for some reason, okay. I guess the season. It was a family from Atlanta body. And I want to thank Sister Denise, and I want to thank Sister Renee, who introduced my wife to the family in Atlanta. They came outside. Oh my God! It was like the lady, can't remember her name, but she had vendored that Friday. It was a blessing from the Most High that she had gave my daughter the cream. Immediately, the cream worked. Like in 10 minutes, she prayed over it. The Most High came down, and right then and there, my daughter was healed. She came back. She came inside. She got dressed, and all praises to the Most High. She really enjoyed the Passover.
Now, look at that. Now, I take it the cream was something that the body, the saints, sisters, you're making these little concoctions of herbs and all that. Is that what it was?
Yes, I think she was a nurse, but I wanted to thank her again. I got her product, and I'm definitely trying to reach her. It was KD Naturals. Oh my
God,
it worked.
KD Natural. Look at that.
It worked. I mean, her eczema right now, she's not scratching. She asked me last night, she was like, Daddy, I got to get some more of this. It's working like a charm. I was like, all praises.
All praises, my brother. Look at that. Look at how the saints work. A little prayer, natural remedies, and it was like it never happened. All praises.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing believe it or not, I'm hearing a lot of testimonies of those who were sick or hurting or whatever, and they left the Passover hill, right? Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, my brother.
All right, you have a good one. Yeah, good night.
Thank you.
Shalom.
All right. Shalom. I'm almost out of time. We have, who's that? Amaya? Amia?
Shalom. Yes, Amaya. Shalom.
How you doing,
Elder?
Shalom.
I'm blessing yourself.
By the best, and his name is Ahaya. What say you?
Yes, I just wanted to say this is my first Passover, and I am still on a spiritual high. It was so awesome. Everything from the beginning to the end, I didn't want to leave. I was probably there till midnight on the last night because I didn't leave. But I definitely enjoyed it. I'm one of the ones that got baptized in September. And I remember you saying that the Passover is something you do not want to miss. You need to be there. And I am so glad that the Most High blessed me to be a part of that whole experience. It was beautiful. It's beautiful.
All praises. And you seen when Ephraim got on that stage with those drums?
Yes.
Man.
Yes. I loved it. I was like, that beat was on point.
Oh, boy, they tore the house down with that.
I wasn't expecting that, but all of a sudden they were doing it before they went to the stage, and then they got on the stage. They really did. I was like, wow, this is so awesome.
We had representation from all the tribes, and Ephraim, they tore it down, I tell you. I'm like, boy, what a phenomenon. Israel and Judah coming back under one stick, Christ, right? Amazing.
Right. I got your little performance at the back of the room when you were coming down the aisle. I got my camera out. I said, you were in your own, you know, like your own mode. It was really nice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. What a good time. A holy time.
Yes,
what
sir.
A good time. And,
yes, sir.
You know, we'll see you again soon, right?
That's correct. I'll be at the next one. I'm already planning it. And
all right,
hopefully in June. Hopefully I'll be there in June as well for the concert.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss that. Yeah, that's going to be something different. But thank you. All right. Bless you. There you go. We have sunset? She's playing with me.
Shalom, Elder. How are you?
It is sunshine.
No, this is the sister y'all thought was sunshine, but everybody keeps calling me sunset.
So you flipped it. Your son, yeah, you got that laugh too. Talk to me, sunset. What's happening?
I just wanted to say all praise to the Most High for this Passover. This was actually my 7th Passover, and my very first one was actually in North Carolina as well. It was the one in Raleigh.
Okay.
And it's just been as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate more, like, what the Passover means, because I know, like, when I was younger, it was just like, oh, yeah, we're going out of town. But now that I'm older, I'm really starting to come into, I don't know how to explain it, because after communion on Saturday afternoon, there was just, like, high in the room, like, a spiritual high in the room, and it's just, I haven't been able to come down from that since.
Look
and
at that.
I think that's just the best part about Passover, is just experiencing that communion with Christ and, like, really taking that moment to appreciate what it was that he did for us. And and everybody, I'm from the Cleveland congregation, so we was all in the back like, yeah, let's go. But it was a really beautiful experience, and everybody was coming over and talking to us like, yeah, we would have had it in Cleveland again, except y'all had all the snow.
Yeah. Oh, believe it or not, we came this close to having it in Cleveland again.
Oh.
But the Most High, but I'm going to tell you, I'm glad it happened where it happened. The weather was just right. I mean, just everything. It's where the Most High wanted it to be, I'll tell you that.
It was perfect.
Yeah. And I'm hearing the same testimonies with the other Passovers, the one we had in Vegas for the West Coast, over in Canada, Toronto. You had hundreds there. You had about 500 to 600 over on the West Coast. We had thousands upon thousands where we were. I mean, you have the upward number, probably 1,000 or more, somewhere in that around the UK with all the body that's there. London, I mean, man, the Most High is, hey, we're inching quite close to that number, I'll tell you that, before the Most High seal these things, right?
Come.
Well, thank you, sister. And like you said, at first it was just a get together, a way to get away and a mini vacation, but when you come of age, you start to realize the significance and importance of what that Passover meant, with Christ being our Passover. Uh-huh. And I wanted to actually magnify that with the lesson. And I believe that carried over to what was going on amongst the body. When I was like, listen, you know we're here because of Christ, right? Right? So it was his sacrifice that has given us this opportunity to gather his body. Right, we're part of his body, so yeah.
I was 15
young...
at my. Sorry, go ahead.
You was 15? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when
I'm
had
20.
That? Remember when we had that young little boy there? He had to be another like 4 or 5 years old. And I said, "What you want to do when you get older?" He says, "I want to do the work."
Yes, sir.
Woo! Oh, I see why they're trying to get rid of our people and have our women choose to get rid of these children before the Most High put his spirit on them. I can see why they're trying to do it, but hey, but guess what? They didn't get us. They didn't get Moses. They didn't get Abraham. They didn't get Christ. And the Most High didn't allow them to get us. And guess what? We're here. Blessings.
I have calling back to you, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Bless you, sister.
Bless
you. I said he's calling back Israel. A higher gathering Israel. The Arabs and Africans told us at gunpoint. All right, last call for this evening. Sonia has a comment. Together our wives and children and sold us.
Shalom, Elder.
How you doing, Sonia? Hey, I tell you what, my voice is coming back. I killed my voice this weekend, I tell you. But it was worth every scratch on my throat. It was worth it. Talk to me.
I just want to say that this was our first Passover.
Yeah.
But yes, it was our first Passover. I was baptized in 2018, and I started watching GOCC online in 2016.
Okay.
And my husband wants to be baptized. But we came to the Passover, and it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I love the sisters that I met. Everyone was so kind. It was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We walked in to Sabbath, Passover, and I just felt so light, and everyone was so pleasant, and it was just wonderful. And then we walked actually into the room where, you know, the tables were set up, and my husband looked at me. He said, "Do you feel that?" And I looked at him. I said, "Huh?" He said, "Do you feel that?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." It was just light. It was kind of regal. And it was very spiritual. And it was just wonderful. I just want to say Tawada. And we don't want to miss another one. We said that on the way
home. Well, sister, you know, when we come together like that, the angels encamp round about us.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
The Bible. The angels camp round about us. So when you say you can feel it, hey, we weren't alone.
Absolutely.
We was one with the heavens. We were one with the heavens celebrating while our high priest from on high, Christ, did the ceremony from heaven. So, yes.
Yeah.
When I walked in the room, sister, I felt the same thing. You know what I felt? This is what family feels like.
Yes,
everyone,
absolutely.
Everyone in the room felt like they were actually related.
Yes.
To me.
Yes. Even the lady
I felt
at our table.
Yeah. That's the way I can quantify it. It's like even if I met a person for the first time, it's as if we were family the whole time.
Yes.
Right? So that's how I can quantify it. That's the power of Christ. Because don't forget, when Christ sent his body in the earth, these are the spirits that were with him in the beginning. He's just gathering the spirits that were with him from the beginning. And he brings that to our remembrance. That's why we feel so comfortable with one another. With family. With family. One body. The shyest king. Well, thank you. Well, as the world come crumbling down, Israel rises. Thank you, sister. Well, that concludes our broadcast. Elder Lawyer, I'll see you. I'll call you tomorrow.